Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Overnight America. This is a very special hour. Seems like about a month ago, maybe a little bit less, we welcomed in John Lindsay and his crew from PASS, the Paranormal American Scientific Tours here in St. Louis. And for those 2 hours live on the air, we decided to record video, record audio, use their instruments, see if they can catch anything that is paranormal, if there was anything going on here at KMOX. We've heard stories across the office that there could be some strange things happening, but were they just in their minds, or is there actually something strange going on? So what they did was took all that data back to their offices. They analyzed it. And today is the day we're going to go through and they're going to present some of their evidence of things they may have found or may not have found while recording here at KMOX. And I want to welcome in John Lindsay, who decided to come out here to present these findings. John, thank you again for coming out on Overnight America.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
I'm a little pumped. Part of the idea of this is you were not going to show me anything before the show. What you're going to play will be the very first time I've heard it. It'll be the very first time anyone at the radio station or any of the listeners have heard it. And you're going to present a couple of different things. And I like how you said you were going to present this. You were going to present some things that you couldn't come to a conclusion on. And then you were going to present some things that you ruled out. You're going to present all kinds of different things. And I think that'll be nice for the listener to hear some of those bits of evidence that you guys listened to but dismissed, but some things you listened to and said, no, there's something here. So I don't know what you want to play first, really. I'm going to let you go on the driver's seat and give me an idea of the things you want to play for us. But before we play the audio, if you want to let people know about your organization, I want you to tell everyone about what you do.
Absolutely. Well, the name of our team is, well, our business, we're actually a fully functioning licensed business, Paranormal American Scientific Tours. We actually have appeared on the A&E network before, have evidence of appeared on PBS, done numerous radio things across the country as well, different interviews, things like that. We actually are filming a pilot for our own TV show coming up a little bit later this summer or fall, probably down in Atlanta. We were just having a discussion about whether or not we're going to maybe move that out to an investigation we might have coming at Alcatraz.
Oh, cool.
Potentially.
Yeah.
So we're kind of deciding about that right now, but we're really excited. And anybody, we actually are looking through some resumes for some people who might want to possibly join us, possibly look at something to maybe help film our pilot with us.
Okay. And how can they reach you? Like, what's a good way for them to reach out?
Absolutely. The best way to reach me would just be to contact me by email at past, just PAST. John Lindsay, JOHNLINDSEY, past johnlindsay@gmail.com.
And gotcha.
That'd be the best way.
Okay. Let's hear some audio of things you captured while you were here last. What was the day? Do you remember the date of that? Was it a month ago or?
Yeah, it was almost exactly a month ago.
Wow.
Actually. Yeah,
that was my quick.
Yeah. Absolutely. It took us a little while to get through it. We've been, kind of been tied up with a lot of different things and stuff. But I'm so happy you got us in back
well,
in here.
Well, yeah, I looked at your notebook and you have written down all kinds of different timestamps to the audio of where you
absolutely
want to play certain parts of it. What did you do to modify this audio? Did you have to process it in a certain way to hear certain things?
Absolutely. We use actually WavePad software. Mm-hmm. So just to let you and your audience know, and everybody else out there know, when you're listening to some of these things, if they sound a little bit different, I wanted to make sure everybody's aware we have not doctored them in any way as
okay
far as entering anything extra, nothing like that. Now we've
gotcha
cleaned them up so they will sound a little different, because sometimes You know, you have to boost certain areas or,
right,
you know, there's certain filters you use, things like that. So everything we've done has been purely natural. Things that people who musicians, for instance. You know, they're not going to give you the, they're not going to just go in the studio and just sing and okay, boom, we're going to send that one. No, they're going to play with it
right.
And make it sound the best possible.
I get it. Now, when you play some of these, I will let you know if I hear it or not. And I don't have the best hearing, and I know you guys have trained ears, so there's certain things you're looking for. I'm going to play the novice, so I'm sure a lot of our listeners that may be listening right now, also novices when it comes to this. I'm excited to hear it. So how about we give her a start up, and is there anything you want to start with?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with some of the things that were where we thought we might have heard something, but in the end, we have a motto that when in doubt, throw it out.
Okay.
And so that's what I would want to start with. So I will caution both you and the listeners out there that to hang in there because they're going to get a lot better.
Okay. So these are the things you ruled out. These are the things you would normally throw out, but you wanted to give us an example of the things you would throw out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have your computer up. If you want to play anything, it's all you right now.
All right, absolutely. This is a little piece of audio that in the end I'm gonna play it first through, and then I'll tell you what it was that we were thinking we were hearing.
Okay.
And then I'll kind of tell you why we kind of ruled it out.
So. Okay.
I'm hearing it.
He's talking.
I'm hearing something here too. I've been hearing it all throughout the hall.
You've been taking a lot of photos through here, man.
Right at the very end, there was something at the very end of that odd piece of audio. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I will say, if I had to guess where there was something I heard, it would be at the very
end. Okay, I'm gonna play it one more time.
Yeah,
and just listen right at the very end of it.
I'm hearing it.
I don't know if he's talking.
I'm hearing something here too. I've been hearing it all throughout the hall.
You've been taking a lot of photos through here, man.
Too subtle. Yeah, I can see why that would be one you wouldn't be able to write home about. But
right. In the end, we decided to throw it out. We thought we were hearing what?
Okay.
At the very end.
Interesting.
Towards the very end, in a very whispered, very whispered voice. That's what we were thought. But again, we just could not quite come to a full agreement on that.
Well, how many things did you throw out?
Oh, wow. We threw out, there's actually several of them. I'm not going to go through everything here. I will tell you, and my daughter has been extremely helpful in helping us do a lot of audio too, a lot of review. We had five or six full pages worth of notes of audio from inside here. A lot of them are kind of unintelligible. What we call, we always write it down as unintelligible sound. We don't really know what it is, but there's something kind of abnormal there.
Okay.
I mentioned I'm going to send you, I'm not going to go through all of those. We wouldn't possibly have time. There's a lot.
Well, do you want to introduce your crew that you have in studio today,
absolutely,
too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Today, with me to my right here, we have William Conklin, Bill. Him and I have been friends for many years. We acted together years ago is how we met, and Bill's actually done some movies, been on the big screen, that kind of thing. Right next to him is my nephew, William.
Ew.
he's joined us here. He's originally from Detroit, so something for you.
You can keep us apart because I'm Bill, he's William.
Yeah, Bill.
Instead of two Williams.
And then right next to him over there is my daughter, Lexi. So say hi to everyone.
Hi.
See, good. You all put in a lot of work in this. All
right, and we have several people who aren't here tonight, so unfortunately. But
well, part of the Paranormal American Scientific Tours, you gave your email address. So the organization acronym is PAST, P-A-S-T, johnlindsay@gmail.com. P-A-S-T, johnlindsay@gmail.com. And you mentioned, too, if people have questions or they want to talk to you about perhaps something abnormal in their own home, something like that, they can always email you.
Absolutely. We've got, we don't charge anything at all. It's very unethical to charge to go into somebody's home or place of business if somebody wants us to. We do that all the time. We actually live for doing that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
fun with
it. We make our money as a business by doing public investigations, things like that, and also filming, things like that.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
we'd love to go in.
We're
going to
go to break. And I want to hear some more of the audio bits. Now, we did a lot of talking here to set this up. So anyone listening right now that's sitting by their radio or listening online, the radio.com app or whatever it is, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's it? No, you got a lot of audio.
You're going to play an awful
lot of audio. So we're going to start playing clips, and we're just going to go bang, bang, bang. We're going to get as many as we can in because I can't wait to hear it. A month ago, the organization here passed. They spent about 2 hours in our studio. We did an investigation. These are the findings. We'll continue on Overnight America KMOX.
News at the top of every hour. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Joined in studio with John Lindsay, part of PAST, which is Paranormal American Scientific Tours. PASTJohnLindsay@gmail.com is the email address. All right, so we played one audio bit that you ruled out. You have a lot of different bits of audio evidence you want to present about our paranormal investigation that happened here at the KMOX studios 1 month ago. I got to hear some more. So before, we did a lot of talking, and we set up exactly what we were doing, how you operate. Now I want to hear some other bits of audio that you guys picked up on.
Oh, we got a lot of them. And I will just let everybody know, too, I know it's through the radio. I don't know if there's any way you have of putting headphones on or anything like that, or at least just crank up the radio as loud as you can.
Okay. It is 11:20 in St. Louis, Missouri. And if you're alone, that's good. But if you're with someone and they're trying to sleep or whatever, plug some headphones into your radio because it will be easier to hear it that way. See, we all have headphones in on the studio, so it's easier for us to hear it that way. I have turned it up a little bit louder than usual, your audio, so people can hear it. So, okay, what do you want to play next?
Well, this was, we were actually standing in the hall, and we were just talking about something in the hall as we were just kind of standing there. I'm just going to play the audio and see what you think, see if you get anything, and then we'll tell you what we're looking at, and I'll play it again.
Not to get too into religion or that kind of thing, I'm definitely a believer. And Sammy,
The voice was right in the beginning. If you heard it, that was
no,
one of us.
I didn't catch it. Can you play it again?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very low voice. It's audible though. Just to let you know too, if we say audible, many EVPs often come across as like a whisper, like whisper. Mm-hmm. If we say audible, it changes. It's something different for your ears to listen to. So it's audible right at the very beginning. It's a voice that was none of us.
Not to get too into religion or that kind of thing, I'm definitely a believer. And Sammy,
what do you think it said? This is what I heard. That's what it sounded like.
If you listen to it, we have it saying he's so loud.
Really?
Yes.
Try it one more time.
Okay.
Can you do that one more time?
Absolutely.
Not to get too into religion or that kind of thing.
No.
I'm definitely a believer. And Sammy.
Okay. I can kind of hear it after you told me what I'm listening for.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a pretty good
better.
One.
We're getting better. We're gonna keep going up. So.
Yeah. Okay. What was that, Bill?
I said it gets a lot better. That one I had a little bit of trouble with that one, but
all right.
The other ones are good.
All right. Let's hear some more.
Okay. I'll do this one here. We were. I think you. I don't know if you remember. When we take photos, we always take them in threes.
Mm-hmm.
But we were having a little bit of trouble just kind of messing with the camera a little bit. And for one of my investigators was taking them, and I was asking if we took three. And I believe he said yes, but a spirit had a different answer. And this is none of us either. And this, is an audible. This is something audible. So if you listen for it.
There's a camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're taking threes.
Okay. After you said I'm taking some of three, did you say something else?
No.
It was
The nice thing about that is I heard it.
Yeah,
I heard it at the time. I often you'll find that, and we our ears perk up a lot when you think you hear something, and then afterwards you're like, at the time, did you say something? Because we're hearing it, so I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
So you're listening for a voice to come in and says two. I ask if you're taking three, and a voice says two. The voice that says two is not us.
There's a camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're taking threes.
Okay.
Two. I heard two.
After you said I'm taking some of three, did you say something else?
No.
It was a...
Okay, I heard something there that said two. It did sound like that was audible. Okay.
Right, and that was...
That's a pretty good one.
That was pretty good. As I said, we're going to get better.
Okay, all right.
So the one that was, like I said, two, that was definitely not us, obviously. Now, this next one, I kind of describe as our Rocky Balboa spirit.
Mm-hmm. How many spirits are we talking here? There's all kinds.
I want to tell you that in a minute. When we're done here, we'll give you our assessment of what we think. I'll just play this through and then we'll talk about it in a second.
Terry, I'll let him hear it. Let him listen, see if he can hear it.
Okay.
Did you hear anything in there that sounded like, yo, Adrian, like a voice?
It sounded like a cough, almost like a...
There's a voice that comes in, it says, right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's hear it again, yeah.
Terry, I'll let him hear it. Let him listen, see if he can hear it.
It sounded like a...
It's right toward the end of when I was talking, right toward the end of my sentence. He cuts in the middle of what I was saying and said, right.
I don't know if you want to hear that one more time or...
No, I want to hear as many as we can, because you have a lot of audio clips.
Yeah. This is, was one of our best, one of our good ones here. Sometimes what you have to train your ears for too is there's something happening at the same time you're talking. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this on the way in, and my Bill here was talking, he said, man, I love the ones when we're just happen to be quiet and that kind of, cause it seems like so often we're talking and something comes in underneath our voice. So,
right.
So what was happening was we were in the hall, at this time. And if you remember, I thought I heard a woman whisper in my ear at that time. Emma was thinking she, our other investigator, who unfortunately is not here, she's at home tonight, but, so hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
But she said she was saying she was hearing something as well, but she thought it was a radio that was playing.
Okay.
So what you're going to hear here as she's talking is something that comes in and lets her know that, well, it wasn't a radio.
I heard talking of some sort. I assume it's some monitor just for playing.
Maybe one of the offices, they left the radio on or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
As she's talking, I'll play it one more time because it's a pretty good one. As she's talking, there's a voice underneath it that says, it was me.
I heard talking of some sort. I assume it's some monitor just for playing.
Maybe one of the offices, they left the radio on or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing that one.
Okay. Now, the me is pretty clear. So if you listen for the me, I'm going to play it one more time.
And this is when she's talking.
As she's talking. Yeah. Yes, right at the, I'll kind of point to you. It doesn't help the right listeners, but right as it, and me, the me is really clear.
Mm-hmm. I heard talking of some sort. I assume it's some monitor just for playing.
Maybe one of the offices, they left the radio on or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time hearing that one.
Okay.
It was right after the monitor.
Right
after
the monitor. Yeah.
Oh, monitor.
Are ghosts impolite? Do they normally try to talk over you or under you?
I think it's so much we don't know what's going on there that I think they're just trying, they're trying, you know, desperately to communicate and whatever. I mean, there's so many things we don't know and don't understand. Keep in mind that when we're doing a normal investigation, say, for instance, somebody has us come into their home or a place of business or something like that, we have it completely dark and we're completely quiet as much as possible. In other words, we would ask a question, and after the question...
So you're not used to a radio DJ walking around asking you questions while you're doing your investigation.
Oh, it was fun. It was great. That, which was one of the great things was, I'll be honest with you, I was a little concerned that I thought... We always go in as skeptics, first off. If you don't go in as a skeptic, then you're not doing your job right.
Okay.
You say, I think we can debunk a lot of the things here. So we go in as that. We go in as a skeptic. But at the same time, as I was also a little bit concerned because I thought, well, you know, we are talking and we're on, because you can't, we have to talk too and everything. And it was so much fun to do. It was great. And I thought, well, I'm a little concerned if we're going to get anything. We got so many things that I was kind of blown away
by.
Wow.
Okay. We have time for one more this break before we have to go and do some weather, but you're going to stick around with us all hour.
Absolutely.
Let's hear one more.
I'll play you a really good one here.
Okay.
Sensor on top of this one device too. Try to catch motion and hit me directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again.
So just see what that was easy.
So now that goes off.
Oh yeah, you're showing me right there.
That female voice right at the end there. Mm-hmm. That was inside the studio. Do I have time to play it one more time?
I think I heard something there. Okay. Yeah, if you can play it one more time.
Right at the towards the end of it, it's inside the studio. It's a female voice.
Sensor on top of this one device too. Just try to catch motion and hit me directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again.
See what that was, easy.
So now that goes off.
Oh, yeah. You're showing me right there.
That was not Lexi?
That was none of us. That was none of us.
Okay, I definitely heard a female voice there. Are you sure that wasn't Lexi? Are you sure that wasn't you? Okay.
What's going to happen? We believe it's saying, what's going to happen to me?
That's actually a really good one. Mike, did you hear that one? Yeah, hold on. Oh, I don't have you potted up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard it. Absolutely.
Okay, play that one more time.
Okay, I'm going to play it one more time.
Sensor on top of this one device, too. to try to catch motion and get to be directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again.
So just
see what that was easy.
Are we absolutely positive that was not Lexi? We absolutely positive? That was in this studio, wasn't it?
We're professionals here. We're professionals.
That's the one that freaked me out.
That was in this studio?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Oh, no.
That was right inside here.
This is when we were standing right here.
This is when we're standing right here.
Right.
Absolutely. We went around the room, repeatedly around the room with Lexi and Emma. It was neither one of them.
Oh,
what's going to happen to Ryan when we leave?
You have to play that one more time. I got to listen to it again.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Sensor on top of this one device, too. Try to catch motion and get to be directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again.
See what that was easy.
So now that goes off.
Oh, yeah. You're showing me right.
Are you 100% positive that wasn't Lexi?
We're 200% positive.
Whoa! Now that's a good one. Now that is clear. That is clear as day.
Absolutely. We have more like that.
You do not.
I'm saving the best one for. That's not even the best one.
Oh my goodness! That's this was favorite. In this room.
That's his favorite. That's
that
his
was
favorite.
In this room. Oh. All right. Well, we're gonna play some more of those coming up next. All right. We're gonna be in trouble if there's better ones than that.
You might have to ask for hazard pay.
Oh my goodness! So John, Bill, William, and Lexi are in studio with us from Paranormal American Scientific Tours. Past about a month ago, they came through. We did a paranormal investigation. These are the findings. We're going to continue next on Overnight America KMOX.
Keeping you up and making you think. This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
I'm feeling a little nervous still. Now, I'm going to ask you, John, if you can play that last clip one more time. That, to me, was some pretty awesome evidence that you guys picked up while recording here in the studio about a month ago. Now, just for anyone that may be joining us right now, this is Overnight America. A month ago, we brought in paranormal investigators from PAST here in St. Louis. It's Paranormal American Scientific Tours. John Lindsay is playing some of their findings of the audio they picked up here. Bill, William, and Lexi also in studio with us. I want you to play that clip one more time if you can, John. I wanted to hear that one when we were standing right where you're sitting right now.
Actually, absolutely. We were right here. And this is what you're going to hear again. We believe there was a debate. At first, we thought it was what's going to happen, William. Like maybe there was a William, and we do have two Wills here. We kind of put our heads together and said it, we believe it may be saying what's going to happen to me. But the what's going to happen is very clear.
Yeah.
Sensor on top of this one device, too. Just try to catch motion and get to be directly over it for it to work. Okay, I'm going to step away again.
So just
see what that was easy.
So now that goes off.
Oh, yeah. You're showing me right there.
Oh, boy. All right. That's super clear to me. So some of those other ones I couldn't hear. That one I absolutely could.
Well, sticking with where we were there. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought maybe we didn't. We'll stick another. There was another one that happened in the same studio.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Okay.
Very strange there. So, yeah. By the way, how does it seem like everything's going as far as
great? Okay. I want to definitely keep going.
It was right in the very beginning there.
Yeah, it sounded like a I didn't really hear much with it. Yeah, can you play it again?
Yeah, what we believe we were saying is at the time we were talking about how they could do this or maneuver some of our objects we had. Mm-hmm. What we believe we're hearing is I like that, mm-hmm. like that. It's right at the very beginning of this.
Past midnight, if you guys are very strange there. So, yeah. By the way, how does it seem like everything's going? Very strange there. So,
yeah.
By the way, how does it seem?
To me, it sounds. If you wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have picked up on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I can hear it after you say it, though. And wow. These are different types of voices.
They are. And I want to talk to you about that before we leave.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. You got some other ones. I want to hear as many as you can play because there's so many of them that you're able to pick up on.
Okay.
We got this. This is like, I don't know. There's so many spirits running around this thing based on how many different voices we've heard so far. Okay.
Now, this one, we were actually in the hall again. I'm kind of just skipping around on these. I'll mm-hmm. play. We were in the hall and you hear what's a woman's voice? I'm just going to play it again, and then we'll talk about it.
They have cameras. They have devices, instruments, they have headphones, they're listening, looking, trying to get
guys, come on.
No, I heard something there. I definitely heard something. I couldn't make out what it was said, though.
What we were hearing is, come on, guys, come on. We'll play it again.
All right, play it again.
They have cameras. They have devices, instruments. They have headphones. They're listening, looking, trying to get
guys, come on. Oh, no. Oh, no, I definitely heard it that time. Did you hear it that time, Producer Mike?
I heard it. Yeah.
Definitely heard it. Oh, my goodness.
The come on part was pretty clear. I can play it again if you want, where you hit the end of it, but yeah, the ending of it is pretty clear.
Do the end one more time.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I'm telling you, I was not expecting for you to play things that were clear. You could hear what they were saying. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there more?
There's definitely more. There's definitely more.
Oh, man.
Please let
there
not be more.
I'm getting nervous. All right.
We haven't got to the best one yet.
No. Okay. All right. Let's hear another one.
This is not one of our best ones, but it's. I'll just play this and see if you can make it out.
It's out of sync or out of phase, this one.
Yeah.
Camera, this one, video. So you have what we're looking at is this one.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I didn't hear that one.
Okay, I'll play it again. Yeah. I can play it again right here. It's a whisper.
I couldn't hear that one. That one went past me. Yeah.
Okay. I'll play a couple more here. Let's move up to the roof a little bit.
Okay, so this is at the very end of the night, last half hour.
Right. We have more. We're just kind of skipping around a little bit. But moving up to the roof. I mentioned, now let me explain to what was happening, and this is what's interesting to me, is we had more than one report in here. What was the report? Of people who said that they heard somebody following them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep in mind with the one you heard about what's going to happen to me, going to coincide with the one, you know, what I believe is probably maybe the best one we got all night. What was happening was we were up on the roof, and I was standing just kind of enjoying looking out on the things. And what I thought was, I thought somebody was running up to me. It sounded like a woman, first walking, but then kind of running, you know, more frantically. And I thought it was Emma who was going to tell me, hey, Ryan has a question. Mm-hmm. When nobody came to me, I turned around and I asked if anybody had high heels on. Mm-hmm. What you hear is a woman's high heel, click, click, and then you'll hear kind of a running time sound.
Okay. I hear some clicking.
There's clicking.
Now, I remember, what was it? Was that you, William, that was playing with that one tile that was kind of loose on the rooftop? Was that you that did that?
I did, but it didn't make any audible sounds.
No.
And he was on a different side of the roof at the time.
Right.
That happened.
Producer Mike, you were up there, too, on the roof at the time. Play that one more time.
Okay.
That definitely sounds different. Now, it's one of the funny, and I'll mention this because I didn't tell you this, and I just remembered it now. When Producer Mike went up on the roof, he was worried that his shoes might be making a noise. That didn't sound like men's shoes at all.
The clicking from the shoe noise there was so much louder than everyone's voices. I don't see how that could have been my shoes at all.
Mm. Plus, the interesting thing is I heard it at the time. And again, I thought somebody was going to run up on me. And I turned around, and when nobody came up to me, I was expecting Emma to come up to me. And when nobody did, I turned, and I said, what's going on? I'm like, she was still standing in the same place she was. And that's when I asked, I said, does anybody, I just heard something right there. I kid you not, I just heard a whisper in my ear.
What, here in the studio right now?
Just now, yeah.
Okay, do you want to see if you can talk to something and see if there's anything here?
I just heard something. If anybody's here, you want to chime in with something or let us know you're here somehow, you feel free, because
we'll
know you're here.
A microphone.
Yeah, we do know that you're here. Definitely caught some things. So definitely feel free to let us know if you're here.
Well, the interesting thing about you thought you might have heard like someone's high heels walking. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole reason we came to KMX, because the claims were some people, you know, saw some things, but they heard
following them.
They heard like high heels in the hallways and stuff like that.
Which is that was why that was interesting to me. Why I wanted to play that one for you was because I believe that kind of fits the claims. And my response was the exact same as everybody else's. Was I was waiting. Who's behind me? Who's coming up? You know, again, it's Emma. Yeah. But then I turn around, I'm like, it's not Emma.
Well, we have to go to break one last time this hour, and you said you're saving the best for last.
I'm saving the best for last.
So we're going to do that next, the very best for last. And I want you to tell us a story that happened before you came to the studio here tonight. Absolutely. You texted me, something weird happened, and I absolutely want to hear that. So John, Bill, William, and Lexi, all in studio from Paranormal American Scientific Tours, based right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They're past, P-A-S-T, you can look them up online. They're on Facebook. PastJohnLindsay@gmail.com is his email address if you got some questions for him. Saving the best for last. I'm excited to hear it on Overnight America KMOX.
Now, more of Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
One last time here for this hour, at least, from Paranormal American Scientific Tours here in St. Louis, Missouri. Broadcasting live on Overnight America. And by the way, if you want to go back and listen to this, maybe you want to hear some of these audio clips again, KMOX.com/ONA for Overnight America. KMOX.com/ONA. John, Bill, William, and Lexi in studio with us here. And let me mention this, John, right before we were about to come on, you said the next clip you're going to play for us was one that really moved you.
Yeah, definitely moved me. And it kind of coincides, we believe, with the running towards me, mm-hmm. the sound.
That was on the roof.
On the roof. Mm-hmm. This is from the roof. It coincides potentially with the one we heard in the studio, if we believe it, if it does say what's going to happen to me, definitely coincides with that. Also, I don't know if you may tell you now, but we had an interesting little experience that happened, you know, on the way over here
Let's play the audio first. Is what you're about to play the best clip?
There's a little bit of debate amongst us what the best one. This is my favorite.
This is your favorite.
This one is the one that, put it this way, I've been doing this a very long time. I've been in some of the most haunted locations across the country. When I heard this, to me, and I don't want to oversell it because if you don't hear anything, that would be bad. But to me, when I heard it, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, it almost made me cry.
Oh, great. So of all of your experiences, this is the one that almost made you cry. Oh, man. I don't even know. This is making me nervous now.
This is from the roof. And again, keep in mind that what's going to happen to me, and I'll play this for you.
Okay.
But then I asked, I said, nobody has.
I heard it a little bit there. Now, play it again.
I'm hearing, help me.
Oh, that's what you're hearing?
Yeah.
Play it again.
But then I asked, I said, nobody has.
Okay. I heard the me. I heard me. And it picked up towards the end.
I'll play it again.
All right.
But then I asked, I said, nobody has.
I definitely heard the me part. I don't hear the help part, though. Okay. I hear the me.
Okay.
Play it one more time.
I'll play it.
But then I asked, I said, nobody has. But then I asked, I said, nobody. But then I asked, I said, nobody. But then I asked, I said.
Oh, great. Now they're saying, help me. I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. All right, so that's another one. Oh, so all of these, they compile and you put them together and you listen to them, and then you try to find themes sometimes.
Like, yeah,
if they're tied together.
I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, if we're fortunate enough to, quite often we're not fortunate enough to, but if we can, certainly. Now, we had a lot of discussion about this saying, help me. Mm-hmm. We had a discussion was there a woman who was getting ready to jump from the roof and said, help me? It doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
We had a discussion, is there a woman being attacked? That would be more like, help me. I'd be yelling. Mm-hmm. What we came to the agreement of is, I'm just going to put this out there.
Oh, I already know. I already know what you're
somebody
say.
Who's has passed away and is stuck and doesn't know what's happening.
Sounds like
to
a torment.
Confused.
Help me. Yeah.
That's what we believe is happening.
Which would go along with what's going to happen to me.
What's going to happen to me. And also with the running towards me.
Oh, I don't like that. So. I don't like that one bit. This is not good. Why can't they be friendly? Like,
well, there's something that says we're not friendly.
What's going on? Hey, you know, high fives and things.
That's actually something I wanted to say was I wanted to hopefully make everybody, in a very serious note, everybody said it made ease a little bit, because if there's something there, which we believe in this case that there, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but that there is, it was a person. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we believe. It was a person just like you and I and my daughter and everybody. And so there's nothing threatening in that at all. There's nothing that says, you know, this is my place. Get out. We've had doors slammed shut in our face that says get out. We've encountered non-human haunts, which is a completely different story. The thing, the likes of which you wouldn't believe.
Non-human haunts?
Yeah.
Like animals?
No, it was a demonic activity.
Oh, boy.
So there was a demonic activity. And we had people scratch. We had things move across the room, objects move across the room. We had projectile vomiting across, real exorcist stuff. I mean, we had all kinds of stuff.
Not during this here in this building.
Nothing
like
that. No, nothing like that. It's a good thing. Like I said, there's nothing we found that we believe is negative. We believe that if there is something here, which I guess I'll...
Well, how about this? So if you could stay one more break, this is what
Absolutely,
I want you to do. I want you to give your conclusion. So if you were to summarize all of your findings and give us an idea of what you came across and what your expert opinion is on these things, we'll do that right after the news at midnight. And we'll keep you over for one more break.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else I need to hear before we do your conclusion?
Oh, I got a lot of other things, but those were the some of the biggest ones there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put them all in a file because, again, we have about 6 pages worth of stuff.
I know. You have a bunch of notes there.
Absolutely.
So if people want to reach out to you, again, it's your organization is the Paranormal American Scientific Tours, PAST.
Right.
And your email address is PASTJohnLindsey, LANDSEY, @gmail.com. PASTJohnLindsey@gmail.com. If you're at a house and you have some freaky things that are going on, email PASTJohnLindsey@gmail.com. Or do a quick Google search. You can find their Facebook page for the Paranormal American Scientific Tours based right here out of St. Louis, Missouri. Okay, let's do news. I need to calm down. Producer Mike, if you, on the way out, notice anything, please feel free to report back in. That would be very nice of you to do that. And we're going to get your final conclusions coming up next. And I don't even know if I want to hear it. Sometimes it's better not to know, I guess. Ugh. But I'm not feeling good about this. I feel like I'm going to be nervous every time I step foot in this building or walk out. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.